A book that I'm enjoying reading at the moment is a book by Yan Hubert. He is the political writer. He's also a elections commentator. In his book, Who Will Rule 2019, he casts in his crystal ball. Imagine it's 2018, and he casts in his crystal ball who will win in 2019. But he first takes us a step back about what happened in 2016, what happened 5 years ago, when after post-election night, data and votes are coming in, and we see the ANC losing support in key metros like Nelson Mandela Bay, like Johannesburg, like Tshwane. And all of a sudden, the backroom negotiations of how you form a coalition starts. From smoky rooms and side little meetings at the election centers to political parties meeting in parking garages to discuss election and coalition strategies. Are we going to see the same in 2021, Yanyan?
Good morning, Lester. Good morning to your residents in Boston and elsewhere. Strange city, ne? So many different views. Some want change, some want no change. Often age is a factor. I think we might very well see such negotiations, but the options are fewer because the DA has counted itself out of working with so many parties. I don't know how these coalitions are going to work. DA, Federal Executive Chair Helen Ziller is absolutely adamant, as ever, on everything, that in this case they will not work with the EFF. I see the candidate in Johannesburg, Dr. Mpopalatsi, refuse to rule it out. Maybe some talk is needed inside, not only outside the DA. But if the DA is not a coalition partner for the large parties, the ANC and the EFF, then it means the only coalitions that can be formed in many councils will be, yes, between the DA and some really, really small parties, or the ANC and some really, really small parties, or, of course, the ANC and the EFF. Is that what DA voters want?
I'm not sure there's a song, but I'm quite sure there must be a song that has the lyrics "Never Say Never," and if there was, I'd sing it. And in coalition
You
politics,
can go watch a movie, ne? Remember, there was the James Bond movie "Never Say Never Again."
And when it comes to coalitions, it is a case of never say never. The ANC after 2016 went into coalition with the Democratic Alliance. I think it was in Kanaland. The DA
in Kanaland, yes.
The DA now
and to this day. To this day, Lester, the DA is in cooperative governance agreements, no matter how it lies about it, in two municipalities with the EFF, Thabazimbi and Murimuli Mokgopong, which is the old Nelstroom-Nobbenspruit area in the north of the country. Yes, I don't know how that chimes,
So,
correct?
take us into the back rooms of the elections of the election center in Pretoria. I don't know if you'll be there this time because of COVID. Maybe you want to cover it here in your nice warm home in Cape Town. What then happens then when those election numbers start trickling in and politicians and senior politicians of political parties start looking over maps and they start doing the calculations and then all of a sudden they have to peer their head up so they can look at the face of a politician that's diametrically opposed to them, and then all of a sudden a text or a WhatsApp comes through. Can we meet? What happens there in those rooms?
What happens, Lester? Firstly, I'll be covering it, the election from Johannesburg for ENCA. But as far as the ROC, the Results Centre in Pretoria, is concerned, it goes as follows. It is a serious lesson in broadening the mind. All of a sudden, the mind broadens if you're a politician. All of a sudden, people you thought you could never work with become potential allies. Of course, for the public good. Could it work out for you as well? Could you get a position? Maybe. But that's never important to you. It's only the public that counts. And all of a sudden, that party that was so bad suddenly becomes much, much more attractive. And you find these new insights. and you claim these new breakthroughs. So, yeah, it's a remarkable time to watch, a time for cynicism 101.
You write about it in your book. So I'd like you to talk to us a little bit about parking lot meetings in the middle of the night between political parties. Tell us that episode.
Yes, well, that was for the battle for the city of Ekurhuleni, the East Rand. There was seven major cities that formerly existed. Alberton in the Near East, as we call it, down to Springs in the Far East. There's also the Middle East. That's Benoni, Boksburg, and the like. And Germiston, and there are seven of those municipalities. I think anyone who flies to the Kempton Park area, there's another one, knows that where Ekurhuleni is. So what happened was that the ANC came up short by a small margin of 50%. At that point, the DA was more broad-minded insofar as the EFF was concerned, and they were working with them already. And it came down to a party which has gained in prominence, the Patriotic Alliance. If the DA could get the Patriotic Alliance to work with them instead of with the ANC, they had a chance of governing Ekurhuleni. So there's a meeting in a parking garage, as you rightly say, in Johannesburg, between the Patriotic Alliance leadership and a member of the DA leadership, in which discussions were had, and the Patriotic Alliance leadership people were quite amiable, but they were, in the words of the person who tells the story in my book, and that's James Self, and that's from his perspective, they were almost like a soccer player who had to be signed, and it was a matter of would the offer be good enough. So that kind of thing does happen. I see the Patriotic Alliance has now decided that should it win a municipality, and I quote Mr. Gayton McKenzie, its leader from the weekend, a lovely clip that I saw, he said, God will be brought back into our schools.
What did you say, from 9 o'clock, in the 9 o'clock the next day after the elections, God will come back?
Yes, the God will come back into our schools. I didn't know that education or religion was a municipal function, Mr. Lester Kiwi. Maybe you can enlighten me.
Well, I'd like you to gaze into your crystal ball, because that's what you are so good at. What are the major metros in play? Where could we see coalitions or some, or the more oft used phrase, cooperation agreements?
Yes, well, there are differences between those two. The difference between a coalition agreement and a cooperation agreement is a coalition agreement, all parties take a part and a role in the mayoral committee, which is like the cabinet of the town or the city. In the case of a cooperation agreement, that's something quite new in the world, and it was thought up by the EFF in 2016 when they wanted to work with the DA, but not really. They wanted to go against the ANC, but not really, because the ANC made up this lovely slogan against the EFF at the time: you vote left, you get right, which means you vote EFF, you get the DA. And at that point, that bothered the EFF. It doesn't bother them anymore. But they then said no, they were not going to take up any positions in the mayoral committees. They were just going to influence the decisions by withholding their vote if they disagreed with the coalition government's decision. That's the difference between the two. Now to get to, I don't really do crystal ball, and I don't really do how I feel. I do go on figures. Now, the figures are slowing coming in. Yeah, analytics, yes. And that's what we have to do. So the figures are slowing coming in for two reasons this year. The first is that that the IEC systems are just going a bit slower, and I think COVID has a role, and those new little machines that they have a role. But also people could register online, and that throws it out a bit. What we are seeing, and that is so, despite the final figures not being in, is that that areas which traditionally support the opposition, which is everybody but the ANC, that would in the Cape mean people who support the government, which is the DA, those areas have registered so many more voters than in the ANC supporting areas. That's bad news for the ANC, but it's not specifically good news for anybody, because I think there's going to be a splintering of the vote, which is the non-ANC vote, and it would be very important to know exactly precisely where those people registered in such numbers. If they registered in such numbers in Boston, to quote Sheila from earlier, Boston is an area which votes DA by North Korean proportion, 98% plus. If that is where the people registered, then that's very good news for the DA. If they registered, for instance, in an area like, let's say, Macassar, which generally was very strong for Mrs. DeLille. One doesn't know whether it will be this time. But that makes a heck of a difference about where those votes go. If people registered in great numbers in Brackenfell, which has shown growth for the Freedom Front, or Kraaifontein, which has done the same, then that would not specifically translate into votes for the DA specifically. It might, but we don't know yet.
Last question. We're running out of time, Yan. I think it was 66.9% for the Democratic Alliance in 2016.
Correct.
They're not going to be brought down below 50% this year, or your thoughts?
That would be hugely surprising. I can't see that happening. I think they will lose significant support, but I'm quite sure they'll end up above 50 in Cape Town.
Yan Newberg, political journalist, writer, data analyst, and North Korea pun enthusiast, Yan Newberg. Thank you so much for joining us.